Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. The Apostle Paul urged, "Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine." 2 Timothy 4:2. Is it possible Timothy could have fulfilled this divine mandate without judging? No, I do not mean judging men's motives, but judging their behavior. Preachers and elders, in most cases, do not know men's motives, but we can know their conduct. When human beings get drunk, we may not know why they got drunk, but we can know they were drunk. If we cannot know that, how can the church withdraw from drunkards? 1 Corinthians 5:11. God does not forbid judging, as many within modern society have interpreted Matthew 7:1. But he does restrict certain kinds of judgment. For example, Christians must judge according to truth. We cannot invent a charge against a fellow human being and stand approved of God Almighty. Neither can Christians be permitted to judge hypocritically. Imagine, if you will, a preacher who vigorously attacks pornography, but who engages in intimacy with a prostitute. Is not that a violation of what Jesus had in mind when he asked, "And why behold the mote that is in your brother's eye, but do not consider the beam that is in your own eye?" Matthew 7:3. I'm not arguing that a preacher or an elder or a teacher has to be perfect. If that were the case, there would be no preachers or elders or teachers. But all of us who are in positions of leadership should strive to live as close to the Lord as possible. That was the reason James warned, "My brethren, be not many teachers, knowing we shall receive the greater condemnation." James 3:1. James was not discouraging men from teaching, but showing the seriousness of setting oneself up as a role model. Jesus provides the solution for those who hypocritically judge others. "You hypocrite, first cast out the beam that is in your own eye, and then you shall see clearly to cast out the mote out of your brother's eye." Matthew 7:5. In plain modern English, Jesus was urging those who claim to be his followers to straighten out their own lives before they attempt to help others get their lives straight. Let us suppose you have a child or a neighbor who is having difficulty controlling his drinking. If you are a drinker, you are unlikely to have much influence on helping others not to abuse alcohol. If you are a smoker, telling your child not to smoke will be wasting your breath. If we want to help others live right, we must live right ourselves before them. God has given Christians the obligation of being an example to all others. Paul asked the Romans, "You who say a man should not commit adultery, do you commit adultery? You who abhor idols, do you commit sacrilege?" Romans 2:22. Do you see why it is so vital for our young people that America's leaders, political, business, educational, and religious, exemplify the traits of character we want them to incorporate into their lives? Do you understand the destructiveness of the president's behavior in committing adultery, lying about it, and perjuring himself? When our young people commit such grievous blunders, what are their parents going to say to them? How are our young people going to respond? The Lord's way, as revealed in the Bible, holds parents and others who work with young people to very strict standards of moral and spiritual behavior. My friends, we thank you for listening. May our Father continue to bless you.